23 minutes after 4 o'clock, a Friday downtown program. And this weekend, the first leg of racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, takes place down at Churchill Downs. We want to break it down for you, get you ready for the race tomorrow as we check in, as we do every year at this time, with our friend Jerry Bossert from the New York Daily News. Jerry, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. Let's take a look at the overall field first. How do you rate the strength of this Derby field?
Well, I think it's a very open race. I think a lot of horses in the race come in here with unbeaten records, or maybe have suffered just one loss. So I think a lot of beat field, a lot of horses could step up and win the race tomorrow.
You got some interesting storylines. Victor Espinoza trying to get his second straight win. A couple of Bob Baffert horses in there. The veteran Gary Stevens. Who are some horses that you think at least offer the chance to win and might be intriguing to keep an eye on tomorrow?
Well, I mean, the horse everyone's talking about is American Pharoah. He was the champion two-year-old colt of last year. He's won four in a row. I mean, he's going to be the favorite. I definitely think he could win the race. But I'm going to be a wise guy, and I'm going to try to, pick against him. I mean, I like a horse's name's Upstart. He breaks right next to him. He's number 19. He's hit the board in every race of his career so far. He was third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. He won the Holy Bull Stakes. He finished second in the Florida Derby. I just think he's had a lot of season. He's had a lot of bad luck go against him recently, but I think maybe he could turn the page here now at 15-1. I mean, the other horse, Baffert's Dortmund, he's perfect. He's won all six races. He's come into the race. You can't find fault with him. I think there's another horse named Materiality. He's who won the Florida Derby. He's 3-3 in his career. There are a lot of horses that you can make a case for. I mean, American Pharoah, he may be a monster. I mean, all the hype's going to him. He's won his four races by over 22 lengths, so maybe he's the real deal. I'm going to take my chances, but, I'm sad. I've seen too many of these horses come up to this race with all the hype and been disappointed. I mean, Holy Bull was a horse, Point Given was a horse that lost. So, he may be the real deal, but we'll find out, a little bit more than 24 hours from now.
Yeah, we got some other horses with somewhat longer odds, but certainly of interest. 8-1, Carpe Diem on the inside. Firing Line with Gary Stevens, 12-1, and a big winner at the Sunland Derby. And then Frosted at 15-1, won the Wood Memorial. Any of those three have a chance to at least get into the top three places?
Oh, I definitely. I mean, it's a very deep field. Frosted, he finally came into his own. He showed a lot of potential last year. He actually had a little operation done on his throat prior to the Wood Memorial to help with a breathing problem, and he responded with the first win, winning by two lengths. I could definitely see him, coming at the end to get a share. Carpe Diem. I don't know if you guys heard. There's a late scratch in the race. Number 7, El Kabir, has just withdrawn. Mm-hmm. So all the horses inside of him. He was number 7, so the horses 1-6 and move a spot out off the rail. No one believes from the rail now. So I think that helps Carpe Diem's chances a bit, too. Now he breaks from post 3 rather than 2. And even Materiality, as I mentioned earlier, he breaks from post 4 now rather than 3. Carpe Diem, they paid $1.6 million for him. He's won 4 or 5 starts. He won his last two, the Tampa Bay Derby and the Bluegrass. The one thing I didn't like about him, I thought he had to work a bit harder to win the Bluegrass Stakes than, he looked like he was a cinch on paper. And it looked like he had to work harder. He won by 3 lengths, but I thought he had to do it harder. So I'm not sure if he's as good, but, he definitely, if he wins, it wouldn't surprise me. I think, like you said, you can make a case for many of these horses.
We're talking with Jerry Bossert of the New York Daily News. Jerry, for some of these horses, the distance may make a difference. Are there any that you can think of that may struggle with that extra bit of distance in this race?
Well, that's the big question for all these horses, isn't it? None of these horses have gone a mile and a quarter before, and this is going to be the first time, and maybe the only time in their career they actually run a mile and a quarter. That's one of the knocks against American Pharoah, one of the big favorites. Will he be able to handle the distance? I mean, it looks like when he wins, he could go on and on, but you don't know until they do it. I think a horse you mentioned that I think is suspect at the distance. I think he's a very good horse, but I don't take anything away from his Firing Line. I'm not sure if he's ready to really go this far. I think he's going to be involved, but I think he could be a horse that could definitely steal the Preakness. you know, which is a little bit short of a race. But I don't know. I think for some reason, I just think the mile and a quarter may come up, may turn out to be too long for firing long. That's one reason I'm against him. But I mean, like I said, I'm not taking anything away from the horse. I think very good horse. He won the Sunland Derby by 14 and a quarter length, so can't knock that.
Last year, we got the Triple Crown tease from California Chrome. Does American Pharoah have the talent to go out there and at least make a run for the Triple Crown?
I mean, you know, that's if you don't get the Triple Crown horse racing, the hope is you at least get the run for it, because when the Derby winner goes on and wins the Preakness, there's a special 3 weeks in the year prior up to leading up to the Belmont for all horse racing fans. I mean, you know, it's been a long time since we had last had one in 78, and there's always that hope everyone wants to see one. Technically I was alive then, but I don't remember seeing a Triple Crown winner, and I would like to actually see one in my life. I mean, sure, it's more work then, of course, with all the stories you got to do with a Triple Crown on the line. But it's a special time, and you know, you want to see. I would love to see it. I mean, it'd be great for Belmont Park to fill up the whole place again, like it did last year. Can American Pharoah do it, or someone else in this field? I think this year, I don't think it's going to happen this year, only because I think this field is very talented. There are too many top horses in this thing. For instance, the horse I picked, Upstart, he's 15-1 this year on the morning line. If he was in last year's Kentucky Derby with California Chrome, he would have been the first or second choice, too, in that race. He probably would have been the second choice behind California Chrome. But in this year's field, he's 15-1. It just shows how deep the field really is this year. And I think the deeper the field makes it obviously tougher for a horse to win all three races.
How's the weather look for tomorrow at Churchill Downs?
Oh, it's supposed to be 76 degrees to high, you know, with sun out. It may get a little cloudy, they said, later on, but they're not talking about really any threat of any rain or anything like that. So beautiful day today here, too. The Oaks, so couldn't have asked for a better weather.
Fantastic. Well, have a mint julep on us, Jerry. I enjoy the race, and as always, we appreciate you checking in with us.
All right, thank you very much, and good luck to everyone.
Thank you. That is Jerry Bossert breaking down the Derby from the New York Daily News.